This is Radio Free Cybertron with your host, Brian Kilby, featuring Chris, Don, Rob, Diecast, John, and Melvar. For the latest Transformer news, reviews, and more, visit tformers.com.
This is Radio Free Cybertron, episode 570, recorded May the 9th be with you. No, nobody cares. 2018, I'm Brian Kilby. With me this week, I have Diecast and his dog, who I just saw walking behind him.
Yeah.
You like... I never hear your dog, but people can hear my dog and the door is closed and he's in the other room.
Yeah, she doesn't bark that much.
Max does. Jason's here.
Hi.
I need to stop just asking Jason, are you free on Wednesdays? And let's just, going forward, just stick around.
Sure.
Yeah,
I'm happy to do that.
That'll work. So cancel all your Wednesday plans going forward for the rest of your life.
Didn't have any anyway.
Just like the rest of us.
Yeah, just like the rest of us.
Just like the rest of us.
Yeah, that's Chris. There's also Don.
Everybody, I got Massey right here.
Ooh.
Kind of.
Is he attached to your leg?
No, because that leg is still healing, so I really didn't want to go through that again.
Well, Massey wouldn't care. I mean, honestly.
That's true. TFradio.net/MasseyAttack for all your Don support needs. Everything from Bactine and Band-Aids all the way to a casket, if necessary.
Get the Bactine.
He is pushing that casket. Something.
It's $10,000. We could use the Amazon referral fees, Don. There's Matt.
Hey, we'll probably protect the figures against lights, so you can lay your figures in there.
Yes, you could use it as a figure display until you need it.
Yeah.
And when you're that could be like a... Yeah, you know, IKEA could do like a, you know, like a detolf shape, like a coffin with like shells and lighting, you know.
Just turn the detolf over.
Yes.
A detolfin.
Yeah, the detolfin. That's good.
sounds like a fake dolphin you would open up and put like fish themed things in.
Depends on the point.
Dolphin's not a fish, Don.
I know, but I'm just saying sea life.
Hey, Rob.
It is the chicken of the sea.
Save them, Rob. Save them.
It's a giant dolphin, I tell you. A giant dolphin.
Dolphin Boo, what's the matter with you?
Rob, please.
You don't act like the other cetaceans do.
You having a good Wednesday, Rob?
Yeah, I think I am.
Good. that's good. John DeLuna.
Yeah, what's up?
How's it going, John?
Not good. I'm losing.
Oh.
I mean, I'm ready to go. I'm ready for the show.
Oh, that's good. I wish I was playing Street Fighter V right now, to be honest with you.
Yeah, if you were, John probably wouldn't be losing anymore.
Yeah, it's true.
Ooh.
Dang. John, haven't you beat the game yet?
Oh, God, Don, you just don't understand.
That's not the point, Don.
But it's kind of actually funny. The recording that we were doing this past week for the RPG Lessons Learned podcast, we were talking about online games just for whatever reason. And I realized that I only play online games with my friends and people I know.
Why would you play online games with anybody else?
Exactly. I don't like the idea of playing with strangers. I just don't care.
Right.
Yeah. Apparently that's an aberration. Apparently you're supposed to play with strangers.
Yeah. It's not for me.
Yeah.
Well, that's how you learn all the cuss words.
Yeah.
The only thing I ever actually played online was Fall of Cybertron, and I played with strangers, and it was, you know, fine. I didn't have any bad experiences. I just don't care for playing online all that much.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, one time, like, almost a year ago, I think, when I was visiting with Hey Mickey, you know, he's got PS4 VR and Star Trek Bridge Commander or whatever it is. So, you know, I was messing with that, and after like an hour, he's like, okay, you want to go online and like work with other people? No, I don't. Yeah. I don't want to be on a bridge with randos.
No.
Did you see they're about to do a TNG update for that?
I did not.
Ooh.
Yes. Yep. Okay. I'm not sure whether that's today, a free, I think, or paid, right? Update, but I saw...
That'd be worth paying for.
Yeah.
I need a PS4 now.
When does this roll out?
Yeah.
That I don't know.
I need to know when to visit Mickey again.
Yeah.
And Massey can be Spot.
Huh, nice. Yeah, I was going to say I would get a PS4, but I'm going to be so very poor very, very soon. Yeah.
Okay, now, I'm sorry, I'm just fixating on Massey can be spot, and you know, if we ever do a RFC Patreon, what our donation gift needs to be is video of Don trying to strap VR goggles to the cat.
Oh wow,
it'll be out July 21st.
That would be
damn,
great.
That's too late for the Joe contract.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fun now because I'm trying to doctor some. Massey has a little bump on his chest, and I'm trying to doctor with the peroxide and ointment. And it's fun to get him to lie down, not claw me, and stay still for about 30 seconds.
Good luck with that, Don.
Can you get some little kitty Valiums from the vet to help with that?
I don't want to become addicted to the Valiums because it'd be like, oh, great. Here, have another one. Have another one. Have another one.
I want to try and give that cat pills either.
They're pill guns that work really well.
I don't know. I think it'd be fun to be addicted to someone else taking Valium somehow.
Yeah. That's the best part.
Hey,
I mean, that makes perfect sense to me, and I'm not even thinking cat terms.
Hey, you'd probably be a lot safer, Don.
Okay. Let's move past the cat volume stuff. Did anybody get anything this week? Diecast, you did. Don, go ahead. You go first.
I got one thing because everything else is in transit hell at this point. But this is partially Paladin's fault, partially because he's always talked about Planet X and how good their stuff is. Normally, it's not. Their war and fall for Cybertron stuff is stuff that I usually don't deal with because it's just not my thing. But he recommended, you know, he talked about how great they were. And I saw a video for Apollo, which is their Ultra Magnus. And I really liked what I saw. And I think it'll make a good display piece next to City Commander. It's an interesting take on Ultra Magnus. He does have his armor. But underneath all this is still the regular Optimus Prime, you know, muscle truck mode kind of thing. So, again, it's kind of a one-off. I don't plan on buying any more Planet X stuff, but I like the way the Magnus looked. He does have his hammer. He does have his gun. He's got his missiles and such. It's just an interesting take on Magnus without being so Cybertronified that it doesn't look like him, you know. It's and the armor, it all fits on him in vehicle mode as well, and it looks like basically a Winnebago of Doom is what he turns into. So, you know, that's one thing that came in this week. But I'm looking forward to taking him apart and just in him. So, thank you, Paladin, for the recommendations about Planet X and everything. But I don't plan on buying any more unless they do something.
Are you rubbing it against the microphone?
No.
So the listeners can hear how it sounds.
No, my arm got caught in the microphone wire, so okay. I was trying to get untangled from you.
Hey, Don, I just want to tell you real quick. I just saw a tweet from you. Friends don't let friends watch Gundam Wing. Just let you know. So,
well, no, I just met this guy today. He's a new person at the store, and I was just saying.
Time for an intervention, Don.
And my favorite is
time for an intervention.
Huh?
Time for an intervention. Hey, Diecast, you get anything?
Yes, I did.
What'd you get?
I'll start out with the box of sadness that I got because I got this box of it's knockoff G1 or G2.
The box is G2.
The box is G2, but it's not the Combiner Wars, but they ripped off the Combiner Wars box for whatever reason. I got Menasor, Superion, which are both G2, and then I got a G1 Devastator and a G1 Defensor. And I was hoping that they were going to be decent quality KOs. They're absolute junk.
How much did you pay for them?
I don't want to say.
Okay, are they upscaled?
No, they're
regular. It sounds like they're lesser than the Easter basket stuff that we used to get for $5.
To be fair, though, those Easter basket knockoffs for $5 or $10 were surprisingly good quality for what they were.
Yeah.
It's really gone downhill since.
I have a review of Superion that I filmed. I just need to edit it and upload it. So if you check out RFC Reviews on YouTube or tfradio.net/reviews, you'll be able to see this. I'll probably have it up either tonight or tomorrow to be able to to see the wonderful quality of this knockoff G2 Superion.
But so it's G2 colors for Superion and Bruticus, right?
Yes.
But not Devastator, who would be one that I would want in G2 colors.
Correct.
And Menasor is also not G2, which would be absolutely the one that I would want.
No, Menasor is. Defensor is not.
Menasor is in G2 colors?
Menasor, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so basically all that's three of the ones right they did G2 Combiner Wars box sets for in G2 colors.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, I remember that because that was what fascinated me about these when you found them on Taobao. Because, I mean, even if they're horrible quality, just being able to get some kind of G2 Menasor is not a bad deal.
Absolutely.
Well, Brian, maybe Diecast will let you have his Menasor set, assuming he doesn't like spontaneously catch on fire in the next few days.
Maybe next time he orders something from Taobao, he can. I don't think
he wants these anymore, Brian.
Oh. Oh, well, maybe he'll want to part with them. I don't know. So, yeah, but a G2 Menasor would be great, or a G2 Defensor. Now, I forgot. Have we seen... Are there do all the G2 Defensor combiner bits exist? I guess it would be just the G1. His head is built in the hot shot. Or hot spot, so...
Yeah.
There's nothing... Yeah, I guess we would have a complete design available for G2 Defensor.
Should be, yeah.
It's a shame we never got a Combiner Wars G2 Defensor.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jeez. But
I still can't decide whether I would have rather that happen instead of the Leo Kaiser we got.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Leo Kaiser's really awesome.
The limb robots for the Leo Kaiser set, I really like. They've got some fantastic head sculpts on there, and I like the color they did on the torso for their Gethsaurus. So I'm happy with Leo Kaiser, but man, I would have loved to have a G2 Defensor.
Yeah.
I also got a really fast little tank.
Your Yizhang Omega Supreme.
My Yizhang Omega Supreme, and obviously it's still laying on my floor in the living room because I put the Fans Toys Omega Supreme in the center of it, and I was having fun taking photos of it, and you can see all the photos in the videos on Twitter at Diecast2.
That thing moves.
But yeah. This thing, yeah, it moves fast on the track. Really nice. Omega Speed Preem, yeah. It's not the best Omega Supreme. I really don't like that it's kind of like an exoskeleton and you're just putting the leg pieces on it and stuff like that. But it does have a lot of electronics. One of mine, the claw arm, it has a speaker and wires in it, but I'm not sure what it does because mine came missing wires. Like I took it apart thinking I could fix something and I was like, oh, there's not enough wires in here.
Hey, so did your Terminus Giganticus, your Alchicus, my wallet, is it electronic? Does it go around the
no.
tank?
No.
Okay.
So this is the best one fun factor-wise for the base mode, I guess you could say, because it actually works.
So now, Diecast, at Christmas this year, are you going to set that up around the base of your Christmas tree instead of a little train set?
Yes. Yes, that would be great. And then he does his headlights up too, so that's actually lights up pretty good. Yeah, yeah. They did a nice job on it. It's not the best, but it's.
Are you getting Gabriel?
Fun toy. I'm gonna do what Don's doing. I'm gonna get the blue version of Gabriel.
Gabriel is now so very tempting to me. After finally seeing them side by side by side.
Yeah, but now you don't have any money anymore.
That's true. Damn it.
The Yizhang actually has a lot more paint than a lot of the photos show. A lot of the photos show very minimal paint, and they definitely did a lot more applications on the final release. So it's actually a nice-looking Omega Supreme. I just don't like the robot mode for how the pieces form onto him. It's not as nice as like what I have with fans toys, but it's not a bad Omega Supreme.
Well, the thing with this being a Weijang original mold is I don't think they've done a ton of original molds before.
That was it. Other the first than maybe one, like wasn't
that,
it?
You know, no, they've done the like Megatron. A fire truck. Well, yeah, the Megatron and I think they had like a fire truck combiner. If that was a KO from another set, I don't know what it was, but probably to keep the price down. With this being one of their first figures from scratch, they probably had to look at that from a cost standpoint. When there's already two Omegas coming out, and they're the third one coming to market. But I think it's cheaper than the other two, not by much for Gabriel, but he is cheaper than Terminus Giganticus. But I really hope they do like a third repaint, which I guess, well, as I said, I can't imagine who else they could do but Omega Supreme or something like that.
Is that an oversized Squeaks?
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yes, an oversized Squeaks. It just looks good when you put him into scooter mode and you can have like deluxe size Transformers riding him. So that's what I got it for. Here, for fun value.
Finally, a toy for fun.
A toy for fun.
That's the movie toy. Oh, Diecast, by the way, according to Tony in the chat, apparently that Omega has phrases from the G1 cartoon.
Yes.
So is it... Okay. It, the audio I heard sounded like it was recorded. It didn't sound like... Was it Jack Angel? Who did Omega Supreme?
I don't know who voices Omega Supreme. I'm sorry.
But it didn't sound like it came from the original cartoon. It sounded like it was recorded after the fact.
Yeah, it may have been. They may have gotten in contact with who did Omega Supreme, and I mean, it's possible.
It was Jack Angel, so it's not possible.
It is, yeah. Is he dead?
Jack Angel died, yeah.
Oh, okay, so again.
When?
Maybe it was taken from
us. Jack Angel.
He was just at TFCon last year.
Oh, no, yeah. He's still alive. Who was it that died recently?
We
lost Buster Jones.
No, it was not Buster Jones. Not Buster Jones. Somebody died last year.
Wally Burr.
Okay, well, I apologize to Jack Angel. Many apologies. He is still alive and kicking. He's only 87. So maybe Weijang did call him up and say, "Hello, is this Jack Angel? We would like for you to record something for a toy." Okay.
Who knows? Or it could have been taken from the show. It was good quality, the voice. I enjoyed it.
I just heard it based on your Twitter video, so...
Yeah,
it didn't sound like it. I didn't hear any background music or any sound effects or anything like that. It sounded really isolated, so I would have been surprised. But who knows?
And if you want to know what Brian's talking about, just go to
twitter.com/diecast2,
and then also buy some stuff on Amazon at tfradio.net/amazon.
Not yet.
I'm just getting all of them in there right now. We're get them all in. And then I also got the two unique toys.
The little headmasters.
Little headmasters, yeah. We got, which ones were they? Ape Face and...
Ape Face, Snapdragon, Highbrow, and... Is it Cerebros?
Cerebros, yeah. So, that's all. That's pretty much all I got. There's probably something else I'm forgetting, but that's pretty much all I got this week.
Jason, did you get anything?
Oh, man, there's like nothing in this area. My Wave 2 from Captured Prey still hasn't shipped yet.
Same here.
Yeah. But I will say, I've been putting on a lot of repro labels lately, which I think someone in the chat will be excited to hear. I love doing those. They're so much fun. And big improvement on Grimlock. It does wonders for Grimlock. I definitely recommend that set.
Cool. Matt?
Yes, I did get something I'm actually allowed to talk about this week.
Okay, good.
What's the fun in that?
Are you sure? You better put it in the chat so we can clear it.
Let Brian approve it.
I finally shipped my pile of loot from Big Bad Toy Store because stuff was going to start shipping automatically anyway. So I got my Legends version of Overlord.
Oh, nice. Ooh.
And I got also Legends Blitzwing. Which nice. this is actually the first one of this mold I own. I skipped over the Megatron and I didn't get the American release of Blitzwing because I wanted this one, but I did want the G2 Megatron, so I got that one too.
Very nice. Ooh. I'm trying to remember if I got that version of Blitzwing. Now I need to check my.
You now did. Is that Blitzwing got the lighter lavender?
It looks like it. Yes. It looks nice.
Yeah. It looks great. Yeah.
Yeah, and because I know what Brian got, and I want to steal his thunder, I got Unicron number 0 at Free Comic Book Day, and I got Great Shot.
Yeah, okay. I shouldn't have put that in the chat, but yes. What do you think of Great Shot?
I really, really like him. The colors look great on
the colors
mold.
Do it right.
He's got little fold out horns under his Headmaster helmet,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. His chest wings completely make his arms immobile, pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah. Like he seems to be way stiffer.
There's no movement there, yeah.
So I have the Hasbro Entekar version, a 6-shot, and he seems to be stiffer than both, joint-wise.
That's good, though.
Yeah, it is good. Oh, no, I'm not complaining. Yeah, not complaining.
And I also... took a cue from John DeLuna and got some acrylic risers for my shelves, but I have not put them up yet. So tfradio.net/Amazon.
You're awesome.
Yeah. But if you do, could we even tell because they're like clear?
This stuff would be
the figure stand on. That's awesome. It makes the figure stand higher. The risers.
I know. Because we can't tell because you're so small. The screen's so small. So
I can tell. Yeah, Great Shot's awesome.
But all his stuff is transformed, right, Brian?
We'll reset there.
Well, mine is not thanks to him.
Displayed logically.
It would take me a very long time to fix all of your stuff,
Brian. My stuff is displayed fairly logically. It was very logical at one point until I just had to start shoving stuff where it would fit. I actually put up another, I don't know if you can see it behind me, but I put up another Kallax shelf this past week that it has books and toys on it.
So you built it right this time, right?
Oh, did I tell you that?
Yeah.
I took the thing. Yeah, I put it together wrong. And it was not that actually hard to put it back together. But man, it was definitely very solid when I put it back together. I used new dowels and everything. I cut dowels. I got slightly larger. It fits wonderfully, and it's rock solid.
Oh, good.
And it's loads of books on it.
So I will say the thing about Blitzwing I will forever be disappointed in is that his headmaster is not a little football coach.
Oh.
Well, yeah, we were all kind of wanting something like that.
I didn't even think about that.
I mean, it's perfect. True. The football coach, the head coach, the headmaster. Why did they not do that?
I don't think I have the Takara version of Blitzwing. I need to fix that. He's pretty.
It's pretty.
Order
nice,
me one too.
Well, Brian, maybe someone will trade you the Blitzwing for that extra Megatron you've got.
Do I have an extra Megatron?
I thought you.
Oh crap! I do. I need to throw that on eBay or something.
Megatron is just gloriously purple, and I love it. It's great.
I wanted to like that, but I just.
I wish I just it was green.
Yeah.
But they got it correct.
It's nice.
I'm fine with the purple, but it just needs more purple, I think.
See, also, in Metal Savage Noble.
The GT Megatron I bought when I was a kid, first interested in Transformers, was the big electronic green G2 Megatron. So that had a little bit more of a resonance with me than Archforce.
The G2,
but I don't care what you like. I wanted the purple one.
The G2 Megatron that Don bought off the shelf when he was 35 years old is the G2 Megatron that we all deserve.
But not the one we need right now.
Yeah.
Huh. How is Savage Noble?
It's the little Fangry Titan Master, but it's red.
I mean, you know, was it the paint? I mean, is the paint okay on it? Because I read somewhere where there was some paint issues on the Titan Master.
I actually didn't look at that close. It just kind of went on the shelf with all the other Titan Master vehicles. Okay. That and the. The gunmetal shuffler I got with Blitzwing.
Okay.
Shoot. I need to fix that. Chris, you get anything?
Yeah, a couple things I want to talk about real quick. I don't have them on hand to show off, but someone who did not take credit in a note or anything got me the most recent Robots in Disguise Windblade and the Legends Bumblebee with the little spike exosuit headmaster off of my Amazon wishlist. So thank you very much for that, whoever that was. And then also I got a few cheap older toys. So for the first time, I've actually got Corrada from Beast Wars Neo. Yeah, so like I've had Night Viper from Beast Machines for many, many years. I got that when it was brand new. And this is an interesting alternate take on doing a snake transformer. I like the different direction of the engineering, and also like the, you know, cowboy hat and poncho thing they did with the design, and the whip arms a little bit fiddly. I mean, you can't really do much with it, but like overall, well, it's really cool. I'm glad to have that.
Well, it's a little Devo, you know, to whip it, but I mean, it works.
I haven't transformed that toy in over 20 years. Or however long.
I transformed it yesterday, but, you know, it's the first time I've got it.
Well, unless it came out in 99. I got it when it was new, and I don't think I've touched it since.
Also, you might remember last year I was able to get a Hasbro Computron for rather cheap because it came without the Scrounge, so I got the Scrounge now. And I got that cheap enough. I don't remember exactly how much I paid for that Computron, but I would say I'm under $45 total into a complete Hasbro Computron now.
Nice.
So, and Scrounge certainly is mustard. Like he's the exact color of French's mustard.
Yeah, but he's the right kind of color yellow, because I don't think he would have looked nice in that gold spicy brown mustard color like he kind of was in the comic. I don't think he would have looked as good.
It might have worked.
He was pretty bright yellow in the comic as I remember him. So,
anything else, Chris?
And then
okay,
I got the Orion Pax from the tribute set or whatever. Good. So. And, yeah, it was cheap enough where it's like, might as well.
I really like that mold.
Yeah, the mold's pretty good. I like Legends Cup is still the best expression of that mold overall, but this Orion's much preferable to me over the Power of the Primes one in the Optimus.
So real quick, the person I was thinking of who passed away last year was Dick Gauthier.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. Rodimus. Rodimus,
yeah. Prime. And in my mind, they always look alike when I think of their picture. You always see the same headshot on the internet. And they both had kind of like similar-ish hair. So that's why I thought, we lose Don. I didn't hang up on him.
Oh, I thought you did that.
I think we lost
him. Hung up on him when he was talking crap about the Princess Bride earlier. But
as you should have.
Yeah, right. As you wish.
Yeah, that was appropriate.
So, but I'm certain he'll be back. But
it's a Transformer Day into an Adventure.
Yeah, yeah. Rob, did you get anything?
I like for Don to feel as though he's doing well before you hang up on him.
Very nice.
Well, I had a little bit of disposable income for the first time in a while, so I bought a laptop.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Wow. All
right. What'd you get?
I got a Fujitsu Lifebook T902 because it has stylus compatibility, Wacom stylus
nice
functionality, so I can actually draw with it if I want to.
Oh, nice.
So that I've been nursing along a like 13-year-old Toshiba satellite, and it's kind of seen the end of its days, so it's time to get something new.
The remarkable thing though is that it still works.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
About the only problem it has is that the headphone jack is a little bit, what's the word?
Shot.
Unreliable at this point, yeah.
Kim is rocking this she hasn't used it in forever, but this 9-year-old Dell. It still works. It's actually sitting on the table in there, and I can hear the fan just blowing really hard all the time. But it's like a 17-inch Dell back when it was a good idea to get a 17-inch laptop.
Mm.
Now that's just crazy. Like I bought a 15-inch laptop last year, and I'm like, this thing is freaking huge. Why did I buy this? So, but yeah.
We got my mom a 17-inch laptop a couple months ago. She loves it, but she's also half blind, so it's great because she can make the print on there really huge now.
Yeah. John, did you get anything?
I didn't get anything this week. I did finally use the last week to really open and mess around with Grand Maximus, so he's awesome. And I did pre-order or prepay on something that I'm excited about that I'm picking up on Saturday night after the mall closes and the Toys R Us outlet closes for the last time. For $40, I bought like a 7-foot-tall Jeffrey standee, which is awesome.
That is awesome.
I'll take pictures of that for sure, and that's going in the office.
How much did that cost?
$40.
Oh, that's great.
It's like very nice.
Two-sided, yeah, like 6.5-7 feet tall. It's like a big, like, dimensional cutout of Jeffrey. Like foam core with a big, like, cardboard base that they put at the entrance, and they had two. One was sold, and the other one was scooped up by me. So I guess this is a PSA. Like, if it's not too late, they are definitely, like, in the final days at Toys R Us's. And so they are – everything's for sale. And so if there's anything similar at stores that are still to be had, they're, like, really cheap. So if you want, like, once-in-a-lifetime store fixtures and stuff like that, you should probably get in your car.
Yeah, right, that's a great idea. So, again, I just want to point out my favorite – one of my favorite things, and I'll see if I can get it on video here, is that right there it is on video. It's – if you're watching the video, it's, like, in the lower right-hand quadrant, that Creo G.I. Joe display. That's
I can just barely see that.
Yeah, JT Hogg got that for me a few years ago, and it's like my favorite thing. And crap, if I'd have thought about it, I would have gone to see if they would sell me any of their Lego displays like that.
Oh yeah,
I bet they're gone.
I bet you Lego's taking those back.
Probably.
If not, I bet you are weeks, if not months, too late on asking about that.
Yeah.
Also, I think Don's back online if you want to add him back to the call.
It's optional at this point.
But you've seen him back before. It's a Don deal.
Yeah. So, yeah, okay. Let's go ahead and this week in history real quick. I just want to mention this because it's the worst game ever. This week in history, 2004, that horrible, horrible, horrible Transformers PS2 game by Melbourne House is released in the U.S.
Did I wake up in an alternate universe?
Oh, wait.
You're confusing this with Transformers Tatakai again.
Yes, I am. Okay.
This is the good Armada.
This is the good one.
Yeah.
I thought Melbourne House was the one that did the... Because I thought that was... Oh, Atari was the publisher.
Yeah, Atari was the publisher.
Okay, that's why I always screw that up. Okay, well, a very good game was released 14 years ago this week.
Maybe one day if we're lucky, like somebody like Frank Cifaldi will get a hold of the whatever they actually did on their Energon game, because I'm curious.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is one of those PlayStation 2 games that I still own because I refuse to trade it in for credit.
It's a great game. But the
you would never get credit worth equal to the worth of the game anyway.
I mean, in the past, I never would have traded it in for credit. But thus, I still own it.
That G1 game that I love bashing, terrible.
Yeah, but that's not this.
That's not this.
Every year you do this.
Yes, every year because I forget.
It's a tradition now.
It's a tradition.
I gave up playing the Armada game because I can never get to that little island in the Tidal Wave level to get that minicon that you had to have to defeat Tidal Wave. So I just never got past that point and just stopped playing. I don't know where the game is nowadays.
Well, at least that means you had like the great experience of walking around on and inside Tidal Wave in ship mode, which is like the highlight of that game.
Every year. No,
that must have came after because I never had that. I don't remember.
So, you know what? To pay penance, what I should do is I've got a couple. Last year, I bought a new capture device for games. My PS2 is like right here. I can touch it. I should do a live stream of me playing that to pay penance.
Yeah.
Yep. Actually, maybe to pay penance, I should play the Beast Wars game.
You did that for
Extra Life.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
We've been there and done that. Like, if you want to do the Beast Wars game, save that for Extra Lives again this year. But if you want to just do like a one-off penance stream, you should play Tatakai, actually.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Actually,
hey, Brian, how about speed run Return of Convoy?
Speedrunning kind of implies that you would ever finish it.
Right. I guess I could use the Game Genie. But
I mean, you wouldn't qualify for like legit speedrun records that way, but
why would I want to? Yeah, okay. Okay.
You don't want to become the king of convoy?
Nice. So
isn't that Conway Twitty?
No. So on RFC 623, I will be talking about the terrible Transformers game being released.
Yes, and what do you want? Let's start a betting pool and see if he confuses that with the good Armada game when that comes up later.
Yeah. Yeah, well, 623, that's in a year, so that's when we come back around to this, so... Okay, blah, 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 what do we got? Okay, no big news item this week, because nothing to me stuck out as, like, a gigantic thing. I don't know why I'm leading off with this, but I think it was the newest thing on T-Formers. I love Happy Meal toys, and we're getting new Transformers Happy Meal toys, and they're cute. And My Little Pony toys are cuter, but...
I like the fact that I have a inside source at McDonald's who can get me these very easily.
Is really? Your inside source at McDonald's in Russia? Because so far, that's the only place we know these are going to exist.
I'm not allowed to disclose. No, he's not.
He's down the street.
Yeah, you know,
yeah, he's literally next door, actually.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that was in Russian, because I was looking. I thought...
I'm dyslexic. Hey, oh, my God.
No, it's like this... I'm saying this image is flipped to protect from being taken down, but what is it trying to say if it's unflipped? And then I realized, wait a minute, that's it's got way too many consonants.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So there's Optimus, Bumblebee. What is that?
Windblade, Shockwave, Bumblebee.
It's Megatron. Cyberverse Happy Meal.
Starscream.
Yeah, so Starscream's there, yeah.
Okay, yep. I couldn't tell from the photo that Starscream. They're very cute. I like these. I just hate that some of them are robot mode and some of them are vehicle mode.
Yeah, I mean, some poor kid is going to get screwed and get a car out of all this instead of, you know, all these other things.
Yeah. But that's pretty cool. That's pretty neat. I love Happy Meal toys, and we need more, but they need to transform. Something I don't know that we need, but right now it's just in Asia. Power of the Primes, Volcanicus, Dinobot combiner gift set coming to China. It's like the one combiner gift set that I wouldn't want, but I do like the box.
I like the box, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah. It as far as I can tell, though, just from the pictures, it is just an external box with like regular retail versions of the toys inside.
Ah, that would make sense.
Just thrown in there,
and a notebook, and some kind of redemption device for like credits in Earth Wars.
Ah.
Well, also, the whole package is being listed on Tmall for about $200, so it's not cheap either.
Yeah. Wow. Really.
Yeah.
I don't like the box that much.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. My my Dinobots never have been combined.
The first notebook better tell you where the treasure is buried.
Yeah.
I don't even have my Wave 2 Dinobots. I only have Wave 1.
Yeah. At this point, with how long it's been since I've seen a whole set of Wave 2, I'm kind of regretting skipping the Dinobots when I saw them. At the same time, though, I'm beginning to care less and less.
Well, you didn't skip them so much as send them to me, and thank you for that, by the way.
No, I saw another set before that.
Oh, okay. Now I just need Grimlock, so I actually have can combine these things.
You've
if
got
I want
better
to.
Grimlocks.
I do, but I want to combine the damn thing at least once, and then
just
figure
once, right?
out. Yeah, probably once.
Go to any Target, and you can probably find a Grimlock.
Okay.
Not mine.
Yeah, me neither. Hey, so MP42 is going to be Cordon, as in like Cordon Bleu.
But he's white.
But he's blue because he's a police vehicle.
Now I was thinking Cordon because you cordon off something if you're a police officer.
Yes, cordon off an area. Actually is the reference.
Yes. Oh, okay.
I think that's terrible. I agree it's right, but it's terrible. Because that is... Like, why not just call him just Beat Cop? Or why don't call him...
Barricade. Because that's terrible as well.
Yes.
Yeah, Corbin Barricade.
Corbin is exactly the equivalent and opposite of Barricade.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's terrible. I like Corbin Blue better.
It doesn't bother me. I love that figure, and I will absolutely buy it in a
but police deco. But it's a Diaclone Sunstreaker. Here's the photo from our from Maz at Transformers or Square One on his blog. It's... see if I can expand it. Yeah, so...
Wasn't there also a red Diaclone Sunstreaker?
Yes, yeah, there was. Yeah. I
kind of would have rather had that.
Well, yeah. I think what they might have done is... because I know... I'm not sure if Takara does anything with third party. I know we've talked about this before. But that might have been the obvious thing to do is the red Diaclone. But there hasn't been anything done in either first or third party with the police version. So
I don't think they would care, Don.
Well, I'm just saying maybe they're looking for something.
I think
kind of
the red
wow
one's
factor.
Still going to come out down the road.
Yeah, that's. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's too obvious of a filler to get more money to make the mold less costly. But I think that if this is the police deco, it'll get more people like, you know, that's something we haven't seen. It's not the go-to recolor, the less expected recolor.
I'm stuck on this cordon off thing because. You don't have to be a cop to cordon off something. I can cordon off something. Anybody can.
You don't have to be a cop to barricade something either.
No, you don't. But third-party names usually have some sort of implied funny ha-ha meeting. And it's not funny ha-ha.
It's also not third-party.
No, yeah. It's an official
release. Oh, it's the official.
Fine.
F that. Never mind. Yeah. Not my night.
That was kind of funny ha-ha.
Yeah.
A little.
Oh, it's a little funny, sad, actually.
And this is scheduled for release in September, I believe.
October, I think.
October? Okay.
It's 100.
I don't care. I'm excited either way.
Domestic price is 140 bucks. Domestic price is like 140 bucks, if I remember right, when it's imported from, I think, Big Bad.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's a little steep.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Well, you know, since I've got Sunsurge, I didn't buy Sunstreaker, but I do like what they did with them with that mold. So I will probably get this just to have the Sunstreaker mold, you know, as something different. But I'll try to dynamix it down a little bit to make it a little more palatable.
Yeah, I can't imagine 140 for that.
Nope.
I would say we should be watching for like a possible simultaneous Hasbro release, but. Then there'd probably also be issues of they'd have to purchase licensing rights because they had that for the Dotson already for the Enemy Prowl release they're doing later. But, you know, they haven't done anything that would necessarily let them do Sunstreaker or a mold based off that design.
And real quick in the chat, Phaserbeak said Kilby needs caffeine stat. Well, here we go.
Oh, boy.
Absolutely true. Thank you, Phaserbeak. Okay, so what do we got next? Down About Snarl Universal Studios exclusive. You can pre-order this one though for just $20, which seems like that's way cheaper than it would cost Universal Studios.
Yeah. I'm sure. Yeah.
I just don't want it.
No, it's not an interesting deco to me.
Yeah, nor is it an original mold because the other Universal Studio exclusive, which was
EVAC.
Yeah, EVAC. EVAC is basically the frickin' vehicle that they have in the ride.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I mean, if you think about it, EVAC's basically the modern equivalent to the Chevy Aveo Swerve, except that you can buy EVAC.
But the funny thing is you can't buy what EVAC is representing.
Well, no.
But you can buy an Aveo.
You want to?
Chevy Aveo, you can buy that. This doesn't look bad.
I didn't say it looked bad, it's just not interesting.
It's just not interesting. Yeah. But $20, I'll probably get it, but I don't want it. Okay, so I know, right? Optimus Prime.
It's gonna be hard for you to break these habits.
So, I think I mentioned it before, but again, I'll be getting working toward adopting some kids, plural. Working toward it, 3. So, yeah.
Here's the story. Got a man named Brian.
Very expensive.
Here's the story of a man named Kilby that fits the pattern of the song better.
Yeah. So Studio Series Optimus Prime. And you can see his face until he gives it to me.
So there's some paint differences on this one too. And I'm kind of wondering if this is the Optimus coming in wave 3.
Hmm.
If we ever see wave 3.
I think we will.
No, that'll happen.
Yeah, I think this line seems to be doing pretty well. There's interest in it anyway.
Was he just unmasked? That's the only difference?
Minor paint differences on the chest, and the blades may be clear versus opaque.
That's not enough for me to want to buy it again.
I mean, it's
probably going to be a case of where that's going to come with a Dark of the Moon background, and they're going to treat that as the Dark of the Moon version, but it's just, you know, an assortment refresh in case you missed it the first time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes more sense than tooling up or, like, significantly retooling the existing one that are doing a whole new one to represent Dark of the Moon, which was, like, 90% the same anyway.
Okay.
And unless they were going to do an Evasion one, it's too soon to do, like, another updated movie design from 4 or 5.
Hey, so I don't know that we mentioned it, and I wanted to. The Toys That Made Us comes back the end of this month, right? For the second season?
Yep.
The 20-something?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I loved the first 4 episodes. And Transformers will be part of the second... I guess it's the second half of the first season, or is it really the second season? Mm-hmm. So it's going to be Star Trek, Transformers, Lego, and... Hello Kitty?
Yes.
Why Hello Kitty? I don't consider Hello Kitty to be that important a toy line. Yeah, in Japan, it's much more important, but here? I don't know. But basically, the Toys That Made Us had a live stream tonight. Obviously, we were doing the show and prepping for it, so we didn't watch it, so I have no idea what was on it. But they showed off the G1 Unicron prototype, which was it last seen at BotCon 01, and it was shown off at BotCon 01. Don, do you remember seeing it since then?
I remember it was brought out, and it was on display at some point after that, but I don't remember the circumstances. I remember hearing rumors it was purchased. And it's in a private collection.
It's like $25,000 or something.
It was a huge amount of money.
It was a lot of money.
And it was a
lot of money. And now it would go for way, 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 way more.
I would have bought it.
I mean, now as Transformers G1 collectors, especially, are older, more established, larger incomes. Yeah, this thing could probably go for $50,000.
I can see it.
I can see it.
I mean, you know. But I'll be honest, that I remember seeing it at BotCon, and I was like, I'm kind of glad they didn't make that.
You
wouldn't have known the difference in 1987.
True. Yeah. I mean, that's very true. But, I hate to say it, but when I did finally see the thing in that case at BotCon, I was kind of underwhelmed by it. I still respected it for what it was, but I was kind of underwhelmed.
It's hot garbage.
I'd still buy it.
I would too.
Love it.
Yeah, it definitely works for me somehow. But I love these toys, but a lot of them are crap. Yeah.
I just wonder if that would be kind of a cool thing to get from a third party. Is that Unicron? You know, we're finished up and beefed up a little bit, but basically that running theory of a Unicron, so you could have that kind of aesthetic on your shelf with, say, your movie characters.
Yeah, but everyone would yell that it looks like crap, and it should have been. They should have done a better version of Unicron than
like
that.
Like Beast Wars Neo Unicron.
Oh, God.
Wasn't somebody working on that?
Yes, the Neo Unicron.
Years ago.
The 95% of fans who don't know this exists, diecast is exactly right. They would say, this looks like crap. Why are you selling this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they wouldn't get it. It was supposed to look like that. Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, think about what happened with Fans Project and their Glacial Lords thing. Exactly. Like,
yeah,
they tried to make new G1 style toys, which people who got the idea of it were really into, yeah. But the majority of people just did not care about getting new stuff in that style. They want posable. They want masterpiece.
I regret not getting those. That stuff was great.
I think you can still find them fairly easily.
Really?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, I may start looking. Oh, wait, no, I'm going to be broke.
Dang it. Bad, Brian, bad.
Like, I still haven't been charged for my
Grand Max.
Grand Max yet, so I need to start throwing stuff up on eBay really quick to pay for that.
Save your life.
Yeah. So, what else we got going on? So Power of the Primes. Special edition Repugnus and Counterpunch listings have hit online. Repugnus is currently up. Just the listing at Amazon Canada. Currently, they don't have any details about when the item will come in or whatever. And Counterpunch is at Amazon.com again. We talked about that last week, but both are now up. So,
hey, Rob, do you think either one of us will get an entire Repugnus?
No.
I hope so.
Maybe together we'll build one.
It's just exactly. A tease because we still don't have photos. We don't.
Yeah,
we're probably not. At this point, I would doubt we're going to see pictures of them before San Diego.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any May Madness, anything's happening. I don't think they're. Mayhem. May. I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, do we know anything yet about these?
No.
Is there.
Literally nothing.
Any reason to think that Repugnus may be Canada only and Counterpunch may be US only since...
No, there's not. Because both of these showed up on a distributor website in Europe somewhere first, so...
Okay.
I think there was one in the US distributor as well, but I can't, you know, confirm.
Maybe.
That. It would be really easy to do Counterpunch, more or less. I mean, there's a lot of candidate bots out there that they could use.
It would be the Jazz retool. I'm like 99% sure that's what it would be.
But what Repugnus?
Jesse Wittenrich, formerly of Fun Pub and everything, was saying that they could probably even take the CAD model of the Counterpunch head from the Combiner Wars Wheeljack mold and just adapt that, modify the size and run a tooling for that for the Jazz mold. Yeah. Like, he's suspecting they actually did that for the Nemesis Prime head on the Power of the Primes Nemesis Prime, which is very, very similar to the one they designed for the Motormaster mold, which came out on Toxitron.
Yeah. Huh. Okay. Well, we shall see news as it develops. Okay. So a bunch of Make-Toy stuff. Remaster, Grand Mine, their highbrow figure. When I first saw this, I thought that it was Fans Project. I'm like, well, didn't their highbrow already come out? But no.
Browning
this, yeah.
Yep.
But no, it's Make-Toys. And of course, it's going to be nice because the remaster stuff is... Just it's out of the price range. You don't want to pay for it.
Well, yeah,
and it's also out of scale from where I think it should be, or probably will be.
I don't know.
You already have Cubo, so you should order one of these to go along with it, Brian.
I didn't get their hardhead either.
Well, order that as well.
Yeah,
Iron Will.
Iron Will.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, now also Brian
Corden.
Yes Model has done the KO of Coppola and Iron Will in a very high quality figure, so they may do a KO of this once after it comes out.
Are they free?
So they're cheaper than the Make-Toys.
$5?
They're cheaper than the Make-Toys ones, but they're not that cheap.
I think I'll go as high as 20.
Don, most people who want to get these, I mean, they're willing to pay the money to get the official third party.
The official third party.
Okay,
the legitimate.
What you're saying is they're willing to pay to get the first party, third party toys.
Yes.
Instead of getting the third party.
This from the man toys. Who buys all the knockoffs off of Taobao.
Yeah.
But and I'm most saying, of the Transformers in baggies minus wheels.
Yes.
I don't know how I feel about this because they have the camera focus on the headmaster as opposed to the vehicle mode, and the vehicle mode looks a little strange from the angle that they have the photo of, because there's only two photos, right?
Looks strange.
I mean, it's...
Highbrow is a very strange helicopter anyway.
Yeah.
But Zort definitely isn't missing leg day. Holy cow.
Yeah. But I'm just saying that there may be a lower... I mean, if I'm saying it, support the people as best you can, but I'm also just saying there are some cheaper alternatives out there on down the road if you have to go that route. So people may not have known that the BB7S model was doing those, and they are of a high-quality figure.
Okay. Hey,
they're not upscales.
MakeToy is also doing an unofficial Jetfire and yeah.
Hi, Kat. You yeah. like?
Jetfire? Huh? Yeah.
You do?
I don't. Hold on. Let me pull up the pictures.
No, again. You won't. Oh, you will not like it.
Oh, yeah. I don't. This is the one I don't like.
Well, when we saw the render at TFCon, I think Diecast like that.
I like the render at TFCon. I'm not really liking the.
Okay.
I'm kind of interested in what they're doing here because it's very different.
It's very different. He is very bulky. It's just an odd mecha looking toy.
It's too seekerish for me to be Jetfire.
I see a lot of like Cybertron Starscream in this, in the robot mode.
Yeah, I see that too.
Yeah.
But the vehicle mode's really interesting. It's a different kind of design than I've seen in a lot of Transformers.
Yeah, I think I'll stick with Kronos.
I like their cross dimensions line. Maybe when this gets painted, I'll like it better.
I said the same thing. I said the same thing on Twitter because paint may help a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch whatever Macross series this ends up being the main fighter in. But
oh no, this looks like it transforms much too simply to be a Valkyrie anymore.
Yeah, good point.
Those things have like 100 step transformations.
So
don't forget the animators though. They actually like animate little arms picking pieces up and putting them on different parts of the body as they transform.
So another Make Toys item, their cross dimension Divine Shooter, their God Bomber figure. It actually looks pretty nice.
Yeah.
I want looks so bad.
Yeah, better than the official one.
But wow, he did not skip forearm day.
Nope.
He's very Popeye like. He's strong to the finish because he eats a spinach.
I mean, it looks good, but the first thing my eyes were drawn to were those arms. It was like, wow, that's just...
In that sense, those proportions aren't that different from the official one. That had some pretty chunky forearms, too.
Yeah, that's true. Right. That's true. I mean, it does look great, but I'm just...
I mean, it's not for me at any rate, but that's kind of obvious at this point.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, and as much as I like this series so far, and even though the Jinrai I have has the, you know, God Bomber bits already included, I still want the extra bot.
So this doesn't go with something else?
Yeah, it goes with Thunder Manus.
What you already have?
Yeah.
So why in the hell does your toy already have the bits?
I don't know why they did that. I don't understand. I mean, obviously they made a separate one so they can do it with Thunder Erebus, I would think. Because that's their Nemesis Prime version, but I don't know why they included the bits in the figure in the first place. Maybe so that you didn't have to buy it if you didn't want to, although from a business sense, I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's not a good business model.
But here I am saying, hey, look, I'm going to shell out money for another figure, even though I already have all the pieces.
Yeah.
But all those pieces don't make a robot, do they?
No, they don't. And that's, there's enough differences in like the vehicle mode even, I think, to warrant it, so.
So, something I don't know that's warranted. We have Studio Series Brawl and Megatron Voyager Wave 2 out of package photos. I am not a fan of that Brawl at all.
It looks
rough.
Looks like you got punched really in nice the head.
It looks like the bottom of an RPM. To me. It looks like it belongs on the bottom of one of their die-cast vehicles.
or one of those 124 scale Jada cars now, because they have the same deal going on.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like good, it's a Transformer in relief is what it looks like to me. Megatron looks okay. I just, again, I'm not crazy about that design.
And then there's videos up that include transformation sequences for both of them. Megatron's fairly simple, but it's kind of like it's kind of lockdown inspired in how it expands out from a compact vehicle to a fairly tall robot with a lot of volume.
Oh god, unfortunately.
Brawl looks really fiddly, and not in a good way.
This is not the Megatron I want. I would want Dark of the Moon Megatron, but...
That'd be good, yeah.
Yeah.
Although, if they did Dark of the Moon Megatron, now it probably wouldn't have the hobo cloak.
Oh, you gotta have the hobo cloak.
Yeah, it's necessary.
Yeah.
You'd probably give it the shotgun, so if you have both Megatrons together, you'd actually have a full set of gear.
No, I could totally imagine them somehow making a new shotgun incompatible with the old toy and making the new toy incompatible with the old toy's cloak.
Yeah.
Like, not even on purpose, just out of complete negligence.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, interesting. Robot Kingdom has posted a pre-order for...
A Walmart exclusive
G1 hot rod. And yeah. It is what, $33?
Give it $35?
Yeah. Which is totally reasonable.
Well, isn't that around what the hot rod reissue at Toys R Us cost originally back in 2002 or whatever?
I think it was like $20.
I think it was substantially more than the Seekers. I know those were in the $30-ish range, and I don't think the Autobot cars were very far off.
No, I don't think so. Ultra Magnus was like 50.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, those prices now wouldn't be too bad, but back then they were pretty steep.
Yeah.
Someone on Twitter, pointed out that, that clear plastic tray wasn't there in the original release, so this is probably something new. So this is probably the actual packaging design that we're probably going to get.
Yeah, it may show up at Walmart in G1 packaging.
That's crazy.
It's now, not the first time. Walmart did do that with a series of reproduction G.I. Joes about 5-10 years ago as well, like the 60s stuff.
Oh, well, I didn't remember that.
Interesting, because I'm wondering if this has, and it may just be coincidence, but I'm wondering if it has anything to do with Toys R Us shutting down, because that's who used to have all the reissues. There's never been a reissue that I'm aware of that has been anything but Toys R Us, unless you go with that blaster that was an exclusive at San Diego Comic-Con.
Depends what you mean by reissue.
G1 reissue.
Well, commemorative series Sideswipe ended up being exclusive to KB Toys.
Yeah.
I thought that was just stock that they bought from Toys R Us. Since
regardless, the only place it became available was KB Toys.
Yeah, because I do have that one, and that's where I found it, was KB Toys. And I was like, what is this doing here?
I've just been thinking that wouldn't this have made a lot more sense last year when they were supposedly kind of sort of the
okay, but they had like five they already had five hot rods last year, and they only managed to put one of them on their store shelves.
Yeah
That's
all. The rest of them either only went, they either stayed online only or went to Ross.
Now,
Rob, I did have a theory about this hot rod. I posted this on Twitter, and y'all might have seen it. With the live action movies being pretty much dead at this point, except for Bumblebee, I'm wondering if this is not a start of a push in some fashion to get a more generation one, a more normal looking hot rod out into the general public to increase awareness of the character. So when they reboot the movie franchise, if they're going to try and actually reboot it with something different, they might have Hot Rod be in the first one and Prime be killed off, or Hot Rod becomes Rodimus Prime. So they're using this as a starter to get a more normal looking character, the caricature of the figure, out to increase public awareness of who this Hot Rod character is, because he will be so important in the rebooted movie universe.
I doubt.
That's an awful lot of reaching and a very long time in the future for them to be doing this now, I would say.
I have a theory. I think sometime in the future, I don't know, probably the 22nd, 23rd century, we'll find out that there was an actual alternate universe where the Transformers really existed. And Hot Rod will have taken control of the Matrix, and he'll have found the Decepticon Matrix as well, and he'll have combined them. And it gives him the ability to travel through time and to project his thoughts into the past. So he projected into the thoughts of a Walmart merchandiser, you need to work with Hasbro to release a toy of me so that they'll remember.
My theory is that they looked at all the G1 characters that they had viable molds for and picked the one that has the best size to cost ratio.
That's probably it.
This is the first time that they'll actually get Hot Rod on the box as opposed to the Toys R Us release, which was
none of these theories answers why we're having G1 toys on the shelf to begin with.
Because they love 84.
Yeah, well, there you go. That
I will buy.
Because that's 86.
Yeah, that is 86. But also, this is the next year is the 35th anniversary, and that, you know, this is the kind of thing that happened for like I said, the 50th anniversary of G.I. Joe, the 35th anniversary. They went with, you know, retro original mold stuff in retro packaging.
You know,
and that worked pretty well for them at the time.
Of all the toys they could release, not that this is a good toy, but if a kid were to buy it, they would be less disappointed with this than they would with an 84 toy.
Yeah.
It's less likely to break.
It is less likely to break. Yeah.
Though, ironically, Hot Rod's one of the ones I've only ever found anywhere in pieces. I mean, I've found whole, you know, Optimus Primes or what have you, but yeah, I've only ever found like the bottom half of Hot Rod when I find one.
So
have you been following behind Kilby or something?
is this the Target Master tooling?
I do seem to see a socket in the engine.
So I can't remember if the original toy. I think the original toy had a socket. Did it not? And this, it's,
yeah, I think that might be the only version of the tooling that existed at the time. I don't remember if Takara went back after the fact and remade the non-socket version. But I think the theory at the time was the mold was permanently changed in 87 when they did the Target Master versions. So that's all they had to work with for the commemorative series.
Okay, I mean, that would make sense. Well, the original toy didn't have the original toy had the socket too. I think they just expanded it. Yeah, I'm just checking TFU.info to confirm. Yes, Ant, thank you. You're awesome. The original toy did have that. So, here's the photo. But I think they expanded. They made it wider to fit the peg for Firebolt.
Yeah, the Target Masters had 5mm pegs, and Hot Rod's original weapons were not.
Yeah, so. Let's see what else we got going on. Go ahead.
Essex Hot Rod having fist sockets that had no relation to anything else in the line was actually accurate. Didn't know that.
Oh. So one thing I think is really cool, just because I'm a sucker for the cel-shaded art, Pop Culture Shock Collectibles is doing an Optimus Prime statue, and they're doing it as if it were animated.
Cel-shaded.
Yeah, so...
cel-shaded.
Yeah, and no, not Transformers animated, but the animated look with it cel shaded, and it looks nice.
It does.
Oh yeah.
I don't have any idea what this is going to cost.
Well, probably less than a Unicron lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that he has paint on his hands as he's showing. Uh-huh. That. I just painted.
Well, it is the prototype. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, I have no skill when it comes to this, or I would have got like the masterpiece toy or something and customized it. I'm always jealous when I see people customizing that on the interwebs.
Y-Shang also has one coming out that's going to be cel-shaded.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
What, Don?
No, Diecast said I was going to mention that as well, but he beat me to it.
Yeah.
Oh, breaking news. I am not sure what Japanese toy show this is, but apparently an image has just been shown off of MP43 Beast Wars Megatron.
Oh!
Whoa! Breaking news. Where is
that? We need that.
Oh, right, yeah. Here. Retweeting out from a bunch of nerds on the internet viewers going crazy over a dinosaur.
Okay, we'll retweet that as soon as...
That looks nice. That looks really nice.
Now I gotta go to Twitter.
Yeah.
That's gonna be expensive.
Yes,
pause the recording.
Is.
Well, now, Chris, I'm not sure if we talked about that or not, but... even though Megatron's size is an issue, his actual transformation would be a lot less complex than, say, Dinobot, because of where the pieces need to go. So
yeah, it'll still be 25,000 yen because of the mass involved.
Yeah, I mean, look at Dinobot behind him there, just to get an idea of how big this is going to be.
Dang. Oh, wow. That looks nice.
Yeah, that's... Well,
can you retweet it, Brian?
I will in a second.
Yeah,
it's in Skype chat.
And we kept saying, you know, we kept saying this would have to be sooner or later to go with the Primal.
Yeah.
And we all felt sooner.
Yep. But yeah, that looks really good.
But the big question is, Matt, are you getting this?
I hate everything about it.
If you hadn't been in an accident this week, I would hang up on you right now. We're glad you're okay.
That's all right. This is actually worse than having my car destroyed, so.
Yikes.
Wow.
Ooh.
I want to see this in dinosaur mode.
Yes. There may not be a display piece for that yet.
Yeah, probably.
Well, that's probably what, resin, just to show off the...
It may well be plastic, but, you know, if they only have one run right now for testing purposes.
Yeah, it does look plastic.
I need this in my life.
Plastic. When's Dinobot come out?
June or July.
Oh, dang.
Okay. Yeah, had they actually given it a date? I
forgot. Yeah, they did.
Okay.
Well, it's July of this year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, I was in another window. I had a message, I'm sorry.
We were talking about Dinobot. Dinobot's supposed to be...
Oh, okay, all right, okay. I thought they were saying the Megatron. I thought that can't be right.
No.
Okay, so MP29 was Shockwave, right? So it looks like they're doing an MP29 Plus.
Animation-style Shockwave?
Shockwave?
Which doesn't make a whole lot of sense. And an MP36 plus Megatron with a toy-based head.
Yeah. That's an easy skip.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I think you can buy several different third-party upgrade kits that give him different heads already.
Yep.
I don't want that head on my toy. It's perfect as is for the most part.
Yeah.
It needs the jolly laughing head like the existing MP36 has, but the toy style. That would be perfect. Or just a full out Marvel Comics head, black helmet, big yellow goggle
eyes. Yes,
yes. And well, general sadness.
Well, you know, I can see that being like the Amazon exclusive where you got the banana mace with Primal. You get the bucket head with that with the Megatron, you know, as the Amazon add-on.
Let's see here what we got going on. Okay. Hey,
but yeah, that was cool.
Hey, Don, guess what? You like Donanomics, right? You like getting stuff at the best deal you possibly can.
It makes my life worth living, yes.
You know what? You should go to tfradio.net/Amazon, and you can get everything for so little money, it will change your life. And even, Don, you can get two-day shipping, even where you live, way up there in the boonies, they will ship that stuff to you within 2 days.
Where I get sunshine piped in twice a week, I can get something that quick?
You can!
Wow.
Yeah, I know, right?
Did you two rehearse this before the show?
No. TFradio.net/Amazon. Hey, I'm about to have three kids. Why don't you like buy like a TV or a tank or a new car or something? TFradio.net/Amazon.
Wait, can I buy a tank from Amazon?
Probably.
That would make much easier.
Yeah, I know. TFradio.net/Amazon. Hey, guess what? So I didn't even realize I had like Amazon's European Amazon stuff set up. I got Amazon UK, but I don't think it's going through that. I got the first payout this past week in euros. I don't even know how to cash that. I guess I need to go to the bank. Thank you out there, everybody in Europe who's using our Amazon affiliate links. That will help us pay for the show. But if you're in the U.S., it's just tfradio.net/Amazon. It's pretty great. Rob, what's on T-Formers this week?
Okay. This week on T-Formers, we have got some details from PlayCon, which is like the basically toy industry convention, on exactly what shape the return of KB Toys is going to take. Short version is they're going to use the pop-up stores for the holiday as a test market and figure out where the best places are to put some of the new stores. They're shooting for a broader launch of permanent stores next year, and they have got some really out there plans for larger stores to take the place of some of Toys R Us's bigger stores that I don't know if that's going to pan out, but it'll be interesting.
I like it.
Yeah. I like it.
Yeah. It all sounds really, really interesting. Like, I would be really excited if it actually happens. Yeah.
I mean, one of the things they talked about was the having a cafe in some of the larger stores. And that kind of reminds me of like the Barnes and Noble's experience. Like, hey, you can meet, you know, your friends. Hey, let's meet up at Toys R Us. We can look at toys and we can have a, you know, a drink or some coffee. And it's not that bad of an idea.
No, they're also talking about having like party rooms to rent out at the toy store for like birthdays and things, and also gift wrap services to go with this. They're saying that all of this is from like actual parents they've talked to.
You know what this tells me?
They need to talk to some parents in a different tax bracket before they think this is the best idea.
That, and they're just throwing crap out there, and they actually have no plans whatsoever.
That is I think beyond the test market stores this holiday season, I think you're entirely right.
They're just throwing crap on the wall.
Yeah, on that front, they seem to have things lined up pretty well. They say they've hired on a lot of the buyers and things from Toys R Us. They are, you know, that the actual like short term plans, it sounds like they have well in line. The long term plans, it'll be interesting to see if they take any shape like this at all. The other thing we have on the site is the link to Machinima's second episode of Power of the Primes, Volcanicus, which is the one that finally cured me of watching this. And if people don't care about spoilers, I will explain why.
No, I didn't see it yet.
Go ahead and tell us.
Okay. Yeah, take your headphones off for a second, Diecast.
He really is.
Seriously.
Okay.
The hell?
All right, so
it's garbage, Diecast.
There's a big fight between Menasor, Computron, and Devastator versus Overlord and the stupidest name ever, Rodimus Kron. Okay, here's the thing. They blow a hole in Devastator's chest. Devastator keeps fighting. Then, after they have interrogated them as to the whereabouts of Megatron, Overlord kills Menasor by putting pressure on his back until no visible damage is done and he dies.
Yeah.
I'm done. I'm out. I suffered through like probably 24 episodes of this and I'm out. And that's what's on T-Formers this week.
Trying to signal to Diecast, he can put, there you go.
There we go.
Yeah.
It's all clear.
You missed out on the garbage Diecast.
Mm, I want to experience the garbage firsthand.
Well, take a shower
it
after.
It will be an experience.
You are a damaged child.
Yes. Hey, Don, what's on the network this week?
One thing, Brian, there is a picture out there of the Masterpiece Sunstreaker in those colors. So,
oh, excellent.
There is a,
yes, there are.
Yeah,
MP Corden.
Yeah, so I just retweeted.
Is it cordoned off?
It's behind. It's in a glass case, I think.
Well, that's
amazingly.
Is there a bald guy standing in front of it?
No, and amazingly, if there are any do not photograph signs, they managed to crop them out.
I have to say, in those colors, I kind of like the way it looks.
It does look pretty nice. I've been looking around. I want to see this terrible toy head Megatron that you guys were talking about, but I haven't found it yet.
Brickinator just tweeted it out, so I will retweet that.
Okay. And on What's on the Network this week, RPG Lessons Learned, episode 53, ETU Red Necromancer, Savage Woods. This week on RPG Lessons Learned, do we finally figure out Savage World? I'm sorry, Savage Worlds? Do we finally have an East Texas University game that every player enjoyed? Darn right we did.
Et tu, Red Necromancer? That's how we should just rename it that. It's ETU.
Okay, I was looking for the hyphen and didn't see it, so I thought maybe it was.
No, it's cool.
Usually Et tu has the. Okay, sorry.
I'm looking. I just showed the picture of this. Oops, wrong thing. Hey, I'm waving at myself. I just clicked. I just clicked the wrong thing. For people listening, they have no idea what I'm talking about. But yeah, I really like the look of that. It looks really nice, actually. It should be blue.
I kind of love that MP Megatron has actually gone to the effort of mismatching the gray plastic and the chrome like the original toy does.
So that Shockwave's a lot darker.
They're both toy versions.
Wait, is Shockwave out there?
Yeah, in the same image as the Megatron.
Oh, shoot.
Look in the Skype chat, Brian.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can't.
Yeah.
Well, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, so these are opposite plus versions, since these are toy versions instead of animation colors.
That Megatron is so stupid, and I kind of like it.
It looks I hate that.
The Megatron?
You know, yeah, because I look at it, I think it's MP, 04 when I look at it, then it's clearly not.
You know, I'm kind of surprised they didn't. I'm not sure how accurate this would have been, but I figured if when they would do the reissue, they would go with the blue inside legs, like from the Megaplex. Versus set, to get. No,
the Japanese G1 set, yeah.
Yeah.
So I figured they would do that to get that version out there, to at least so people can have a blue leg Megatron on the shelf if they did a recolor of him, but they didn't.
No, so it wasn't. MP04 was the Optimus Prime. What was Megatron 3?
5.
5. It was 5?
Yeah, the first 4 was Optimus, Starscream, Ultra Magnus. Options with the trailer.
Was Grimlock 8 then?
7?
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, well, MP05. I look at it and I immediately think it's MP05 because of the head, but then I don't see the trigger crotch, and then it's all downhill from there.
I'm down with the darker Shockwave.
Yeah. Down with that. That looks pretty good.
It does look nice. I actually like Masterpiece Shockwave, and a lot of people didn't care for it, but I think it's fine. Okay. What else we got going on? Is that it? Yeah, that's it. Okay. Hey, Diecast, you said you were going to put up the review of Superion. Anything else? Have you reviewed anything this week?
Just Superion. I did a bunch of photos on Twitter with the Weijiang Ultima Guard, which is their Omega Supreme, but I haven't gotten a chance to record that yet.
Okay, cool.
It's a crazy week, because this week I have my wife's birthday, anniversary, Mother's Day, and then throw, like, work and lawn and all that stuff in there. It's one of the busiest weeks of my year.
Oh, I get it. I spent all day Monday in court with the kid stuff. Then I've been like working nonstop trying to straighten out or empty out two rooms in the house. Yeah. Well, hardly any sleep. It's great. Yeah, I'm right there with you. So you can find this episode at tfradio.net/570 to view the show notes. Leave us a voicemail, 931-99-GO-BOT. That's 931-994-6268. And right after the show, for those of you watching live, you can use that number to call and speak with Don, for it's a Don deal. And, hey, John, I see this is still in the show notes. You haven't done that mini-cast with Bill Ray yet. Are you still looking for questions?
Oh, we're not looking for questions, but we're looking for a night to record it.
Okay, cool. We can't wait to hear that. That'll be cool. You can find us on Twitter at TF Radio and on Facebook at facebook.com/TF Radio and on the Instagrams at TF Podcast. Rob Springer, who's not here, can be found at zonebase.org and at Robo Rob Springer. I'm personally on Twitter at B Kilby and on Instagram at Brian Kilby. Diecast, how do people get a hold of you?
They can get a hold of me on Facebook at Reviews by Diecast, on YouTube at RC Reviews, and on Twitter at Diecast 2.
Jason
S. Kirk on Twitter and Instagram and everlastingminute.com.
Don.
I can be reached on Twitter at HMRC, the number 4 EVR.
Matt. He's on Twitter at Melvar, 3 L's, 2 R's. He's not even reacting. He's so good.
No, he's so stunned by the beautiful gloriousness of that Beast Wars Megatron. He can't process it.
I am actually seething with rage over that right now, Don.
Are you really?
It stole a spot for G1 Mega
Galvatron for Galvatron.
Yeah, or a Unicron. Yeah. Maybe it stole Unicron's spot.
There's no Unicron.
Damn it.
There's no Unicron, only Zool.
Chris RTXV on Twitter and Flickr.
Awesome.
Wow. Buy my stuff. I've got a sales tweet.
Oh, I may have one of those soon.
Is it recent?
Or yeah.
Is it old?
I tweeted it out today.
Yeah.
Again.
All right, let me
buy more of my movies, Diecast.
I don't need any more. I have enough of Age of Extinction.
The Last Night.
No copy.
The Last Night. No copy. I have enough of all of them.
Yeah, no copy would be one copy.
Too. I only own one.
Rob.
I am on Twitter at Figure Viewers and Flail Throughs. I am everywhere else as Flail Throughs, particularly YouTube, where we are still covering the Gundam Battle Operation 2 beta. And I wish they would actually tell us when the whole damn game is coming out.
Patreon, Rob.
Yes, patreon.com/flailthroughs. I have no idea. I need to come up with some kind of goals for it because my one donation goal was actually met and someone picked up a copy of New Gundam Breaker for me. So that's pre-ordered and I'll be covering it when it comes out in late June.
That's awesome.
It is.
Yep. So if you like your Gundam games, you know where to go.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah, back to PlayStation 2 where the best ones were.
Yeah, there you go. So that's it. We'll be back next week, and I promise I'll have more sleep or more caffeine.
You can't promise that. Oh, caffeine, you can.
Yeah, I can promise more caffeine. Yeah.
I think I mean more caffeine.
Yeah, we'll see you later. Have a good one.
This has been Radio Free Cybertron. Visit us at tfradio.net for show notes and to subscribe to the podcast. Follow us on Twitter at TF Radio for news and updates. Watch our live stream at tfradio.net/live. Join our Facebook fan page at facebook.com/tfradio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, TF Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Leave it on our Facebook fan page or mail it to contact@tfradio.net. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons license. Any part of this podcast can and should be redistributed, but please, proper attribution is required if you know what's good for you.
Hello, everyone. everyone, and welcome to Destroy Race Improve, the weekly look at Transformers and Transfandom, inside on its present state, and look what the future may hold. I am your host, Anthony Bricalli, the one and only Tony Fitz, and I'm a little bit tired, so you can hear that in my voice, but it's been a long time since I've done this show, and I'm glad to be back doing it. I've been a little bit lazy and a little bit busy and a little bit of a lot of things lately, and the idea for this show has been sitting on my desk for a good long time now. And so, without further ado, I do have a question for all of you. And that is, do the Japanese have it better? Why are Japanese toys so special? Would these toys be as important or as good if they were American toys? Is Japan more important than the European toys? And furthermore, do the Japanese have it better? And as Earth Crisis covers the Rolling Stones behind me, I think we're going to analyze these questions. What is the allure of Japanese toys? Are they the great holy grail? I know I have a few of my own. I know a good chunk of them are Japanese or foreign. I know my collection. My Japanese stuff does get a slight higher priority than some of the domestic stuff. Not all of it. Depends on the character for me, personally. But I can imagine other people like it. Are these toys rare? Well, there are thousands of them in Japan. I don't know if they're all rare. And, do they have a lot of play value, if any? A lot of good Japanese toys are utter crap, and think about it. Freaking Metro Titan? I mean, I want a Metro Titan. I'll be the first to say it. Does it have a lot of play value? Not really. It's a blue Metroplex. Alright, what about Landcross? Another beautiful toy that's very nice in a lot of modes, and probably has a high play value, and pretty hard to find, and a great Japanese toy. But if these toys were American, would we want them as much? Would Landcross or Metro Titan just be another brick, another $30 brick? And a good chunk of the Japanese toys are average at best. I have a knockoff, what's it called? You know, I have it hidden in my collection, and I try to block it out of my head because it's just that bad. Diatlas? No, it's not Diatlas. It's one of those victory guys, and I'll think of it in a little bit, but it's terrible, and there's tons of knockoffs of this guy, and he's terrible. He turns into a little base with an elevator. And, of course, somebody's going to email me and tell me what that is, and I know I'm going to have the name by then, so don't email me and tell me what it is. And, of course, then there's the toys that we already gotten once from Japan, and then we get again, painted black. Okay, dramatic pause enough. Maybe not. And are those toys just as important, or just as rare, or just as nice, for that matter? Because at least in America, we don't get black repaints, at least not that often. And on the other hand, the Japanese don't get some of the nicer toys. They don't get the Primal Primes, at least not at domestic prices. They don't get the Beast Machines toys that have been beautiful for the past year and change. And furthermore, they don't get the better shows. They don't get Beast Wars the way it was meant. The story as it was told here, per se. Nor do they get Beast Machines, which on a whole is a good story, though the characters are a bit out of whack, in my opinion. And furthermore, they don't get any Transformers this year. Hasbro has at least had the consistency of releasing Transformers toys every year since 84, whereas Japan did take a brief break after Victory, brief break after G2. So, where does that leave us? I don't know, you tell me. Do the Japanese have better? They have better packaging. I'll give them that. I'll give them the better packaging. They get the card. They get the instructions that are beautiful and well-detailed. They get the nice box, the insert. Of course, we get the crappy little card. We get the cool tech spec with the G1 references, though. I don't know, I think it's a balancing act. I don't think things are better there. I think things are just different. I think Hasbro does a lot of good things. I think Takara does a lot of good things. I think both do a lot of bad things, Takara in particular. mainly because they look towards the collector's market and see the cheapest way of making a collector part with his money, so to speak. But you tell me. I want you to check out my website. It's http://members.nbci.com/25ths with a capital T. That's http://members.nbci.com/TONYFITZ. And check out the Do the Japanese Have It Better section that I did a few years ago. And also email me at tonyfitz@mindspring.com and tell me what you think. And I'd hopefully get to do a follow-up show on this as I start to park up here and have some adrenaline rush kick in and some drive maybe to do another show within the next hour. Because I think I'm going to do something very topical to ATT right now for next week. So I think it's been good that I'm back on AT on RFC. I want to thank Brian Kilby for letting me do this segment and letting me be so erratic with my timing of it. And that's about it for Destroy, Erase, Improve this week. The background music today was provided by Earth Crisis, covering the Rolling Stones' Painted Black, and the intro is by Meshuggah. With Future Breed Machine. Meshuggah can be found on Nuclear Blast Records at nuclearblast-usa.com, and Earth Crisis can be found on Victory Records at victory.com. That's about it. Enjoy the rest of RFC. This is your host, Anthony Bucalli, the one and only Tony Fitz, signing off. Take it easy.
To be or not to be? That is question. What is answer? Me not know. Slag, what is answer?
Me not know. Me slag, say you full of beryllium baloney.
Snarl, tell me answer.
Me snarl, want to be.
Yes, yes, no. Me want to be too.
Me want to be too, too.
Too, too.
All right, I am reviewing Primal Prime rather briefly. Oh, Primal Prime, of course, is the recolor of Optimal Optimus for Beast Machines. So, I think I have a review of him in the RFC archive someplace. So I'll go pretty quick through this. Beast Mode, colors. He's red, translucent red, chrome red, white, blue, chrome blue, and silver. Kind of a patriotic color scheme, to say the least. There's a little bit of quality control problem. Things like shoulder joints not lining up correctly. One will be angled forward a little more than the other, no matter what you do. And some other joints are just incredibly tight and difficult to manipulate, especially when needed in transformation. That's about all the change between Op-Op and Primal Prime in Beast Mode. Transformation is kind of hindered because the cockpit for the two vehicle modes is assembled incorrectly. So it can't go down quite as far as it needs to properly sit in either mode. It doesn't hinder the beast or robot modes, but it causes problems elsewhere. For ground assault mode, the quality control issues become worse. The lower knee joint Optimal Optimus had to shorten his leg position, and that really makes it a little bit more difficult to fiddle with his legs to transform him. Also, the connector arm that the missile launcher is on cannot support the weight of said missile launcher, so it's always going to be flopping backwards. What a pain. What else do we have here? Oh, and, you know, of course, nothing is helped by reprinting the exact same instructions that did not properly tell you how to put him in ground assault mode. So you still can't do it right. Color doesn't change, obviously. These colors are constant throughout, so I'm not even going to talk about that anymore. Going to jet mode. the cockpit situation really is hurting what was Optimal Optimus' best mode. You have to keep him on an angle to make the cockpit sit in the right spot. This has the sole benefit of the turret pointing straight forward like it should. Ugh. And, of course, the uneven arms do not help in the slightest. I loved Optimal Optimus' jet mode. I hate Primal Prime's jet mode. It's just... ugh. It turns something so good into something so bad. For Robot Mode. Robot Mode, like Beast Mode, does not horribly suffer from quality control problems. They're evident, but not glaringly so. But when you go to transform him out of Robot Mode, beware of the shoulder discs. From the Robot Mode position, they do not like to open up to move them. You will feel like you're going to break him to do it. And after a couple minutes, you will want to break him to do it. And the fixed knee joint also causes him to be an inch shorter than Optimal Optimus, just for what it's worth. I will give him that the translucent blast panels, translucent red, it's very nice effect. But that's about the sole benefit. One part of the remolding, in addition to the knee joints, was the addition of a separate button on his turret to activate the lights. So now you will no longer be blinded by friendly fire when you're trying to look at the glowing missiles. Bottom line, it's a mediocre recolor of a decent toy, hampered by poor quality control. If you can find him decently cheap, like 20 or less, he might be worth picking up, but no higher than that. This is one you can definitely skip. I'm going to give Primal Prime a 6 out of 10. Okay, I'd like to announce the opening of Radio Free Cybertron's new message board. Brian mentioned it in the show last week. We spent the last week, we were going to open it last week, but we decided to put it off for a week so we could make it really good. You can find it over at http://forums.goldemus.net. I'm sure there will be a link on the RFC homepage. If not, there will be a link from my website at goldemus.net. The new message board, we hope, will be a lot better than the old one, and we kind of hope it'll get some more traffic than the old one. And, go make use. That's it for Radio Free Cybertron this week. Be sure to come back next week when Brian will probably be back. Though it might be me again, so you never know. Maybe the show will be longer then, too. Don't forget about the new message board, and thank you for listening to Radio Free Cybertron.